Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now, on this morning's program, violinist Vanessa May, Cecilia Bartoli, some Mahler, and of course, some oboe music. But we're going to begin with some music by Bach, his Staccato and Fugue in D minor. Now, this is in a performance not on organ, but on violin by Vanessa May. She was born Vanessa May Vanacore Nilkinson back on the 27th of October in 1978, and she's a great British violinist. People have referred to her musical style as violin techno-acoustic fusion. She was a child prodigy and became a successful crossover violinist with album sales reaching several million. That actually made her the wealthiest young entertainer in the United Kingdom back in 2006. Now, she definitely has mastered the art of collaborating, both pop and classical. She's got a few more credits to her name as the youngest soloist to record both the Beethoven and the Tchaikovsky violin concertos, two staples in the repertoire. And apparently, if that were not enough, she's a great skier. She's been skiing since the age of five and plans to compete in the 2014 Winter Olympics as a downhill skier representing Thailand. Wow, just a lot on her plate. She also plays a mean violin. Let's hear Bach's Staccato and Fugue.
Thank you.
Wow, I bet you've never heard Bach like that. That was the violin stylings of Vanessa May and an interpretation of Bach's Toccata and Fugue that comes from her disc called The Violin Player. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR on a Sunday morning. We're at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And this next artist really took the world by storm when she released her first album. She's an Italian coloratura mezzo-soprano opera singer and recitalist, and is really best known for her interpretations of music from Mozart and Rossini, as well as her performances of lesser-known Baroque and classical music. She also has the great talent of be able to sing both as a soprano and do also mezzo-soprano roles. This morning we're going to hear selections from an earlier disc that she made, and this is all of Italian songs. So here it is, some music by Vivaldi. Here's Cecilia Bartoli.
Thank you.
That's just like hearing the voice of an angel on a Sunday morning. That was the voice of Cecilia Bartoli and music by Vivaldi, Sposa Santi Sperazzata. And that comes from her disc of early Italian songs. This is Classical Chaos. This is also CITR 101.9 FM on your dial. And we're going to come now to the meat of the program. Now, I just caution you a little bit. I know the mere mention of the name Mahler may make some of you run. Now, although the music is quite complex, it is so powerful and beautiful. This morning, we're going to take a sampling from his Ninth Symphony. This was written in the last years of his life, and some say it follows in the Curse of the Ninth. That's a superstition connected with the history of classical music. Basically, in essence, it's the belief that the Ninth Symphony is destined to be a composer's last, that he or she will be fated to die after writing it, or before completing the Tenth. But in the case of Mahler, he did actually receive news of his own fate back in 1907, being told by his physician that he was suffering from a fatal heart disease. But scholars actually differ in opinion, and some report that this actually could be his tenth if you factor in that he actually wrote the Song of the Earth before that. In any case, it's an emotionally intense work, and we're going to sample a selection, the third movement, the Rondo Burlesque.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, that's all I can say. What a stunning performance. That was the Chicago Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Sergei Schulte conducting, and a great performance of the third movement from Mahler's Ninth Symphony. Some lovely writing in there for winds and brass.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Mark Creek. And we're going to continue on the program with some music by Paul Schoenfeld. Now, he's an American composer whose music is inspired by lots of folk traditions, as well as, of course, the traditional music, but with a little bit of a twist. Today's selections from his four parables for piano and orchestra. The movement we're going to hear is called Senility's Ride. Now, it was inspired when he met a man living in Vermont who was slowly going senile. The work is a taste of the nostalgia he spoke of his life, musing at the end, and I quote, that life is tantamount to a burlesque show. Well, we're going to hear a lovely performance by Jeffrey Kahane. He's joined by the New World Symphony and John Nelson directing.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Kahane and the New World Symphony, with John Nelson directing. That was Paul Schoenfield's Senility Ride, that comes from Four Parables for Piano and Orchestra. And if you do like silent films and classical music, you're going to enjoy this next offering by the Alloy Orchestra. Since their first performance back on December 31st, back in 1990, I'm dating myself a little bit, in Boston, the Alloy Orchestra has developed an extensive repertoire of music and sounds. Now, they perform all of this during the projection of silent film, so it's pretty cool. The three musicians use an array of found objects and some electronics, as well as the traditional percussion instruments and some wind and keyboards as well. We're going to hear some selections from the movie Metropolis. This comes from their self-titled CD. Here is the Alloy Orchestra. the Alloy Orchestra with new music for silent films. That selection for the movie Metropolis. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I think we have time for one more selection before we hear the fabulous Worku and Shukshukta Ethiopian News Radio. Let's do it with a Canadian musician. Actually, this is Canadian cellist John Friesen. He actually did his undergrad here at UBC, went on to Juilliard, and now teaches at Eastern Washington University. This comes from one of his earlier recordings. It's called Sotto Voce, and it's music by Schubert, and I know you'll guess it. It's Ave Maria.
Thank you.
John Friesen on cello, joined by Stephen Smith on piano, and that was an arrangement of Schubert's Ave Maria. You've been listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay tuned to the incredible Worku. He's coming up with Shukshukta Ethiopian News Radio and Culture from 10 until noon. I'm going to leave you now with something a little different, some music from the disc Living Lounge. I know it's a little early, but give it a try. Till next Sunday at 9 a.m., looking forward to it.
So no more, Mr. Nice Guy. I'm going to have to put my foot down. Get out of my life, but first, get out of my... Gal. Well, I tried to ask you nicely, like a civilized guy might do. But apparently this message did not make its way to you. So no more Mr. Nice Guy, I'm gonna have to put my foot down, pal. Get out of my life, but first, get out of my girl. I'm tired of being subtle, tired of dropping hints. Just started this last Christmas, and you've been at it ever since. Gonna put it to you straight, but this time, it's clear as I know how. Get out of my life, but first, get out of my girl. Well, I know it's not polite to barge in when you're rolling on the floor. But just how long you think I'd keep on knocking on this door? You know I hate to argue, but you're leaving me no choice. Don't get out here soon, I'm gonna have to raise my voice. Oh, please don't make me beg you, be a pal and throw in that towel. Get out of my life, but first get out of my game. You know I hate to argue, but you're leaving me no choice. Don't get out here soon, I'm gonna have to raise my voice. So please don't make me beg you, be a pal and throw in that towel. Get out of my life, but first get out of my gal. Get out of my house, get out of my place. Get out of my pajamas, get out of my face. Get out of my cheese. I'm begging you, please. Give it a double, just give it a double. So let's get out of my game.
She was a la carte. I was out of line, and out of line's how they define my outlaw sense of crime. Bewitched like this red may seem all too cliche. You always did like those leather seats, dear, though they were all secondhand. So give yourself a hand, how about a hand for the famous you?
I've got a good mind to love you anyway. To watch you work's like watching solo ballet. Don't know how you could have sabered through my trap. Just like that. Although we could coincide, a crazy juxtaposition. Precipitation of your preconceived intention. Yeah, I may say one hell of a plan. It's you who gained the fan, who blindly gave his hand to you. Oh, particulator, I will ride the flint to get the corner of your eye. I couldn't help but feel so low as I saw you gliding by. Were you destroying the life of this art a deception? Silent alarm in my head, you were gone. To be framed. With hot ice and cold, cold. Don't know how you could